Class, after learning about organization culture and its effect on the organization's achievements and the effect of strong culture, weak culture, resistance to change because of the strong culture, etc., we have seen in the last chapter, let's learn about what we mean by organization change and effectiveness. Well, all the organizations do not remain static all the time. Because of the environmental changes, customer requirement, the changing technology, and various factors, organizations should not and cannot remain static. They have to change based on the requirement in the global competition. And hence, organization change is something absolutely must. But due to various factors, as we know, the employees may resist change. One important aspect was the strong organization culture. So let's understand what one should do about organization change and effectively make the employees accept the change and get involved in changing the way in which they are working. Adopt the new technologies based on the environmental needs, based on the diversity of the employment that is there in today's world, based on the migration of the employees, based on various requirement of the customers and the global competitiveness, how effectively it can be done, that we are going to learn. So the learning objectives are to understand the term organizational change and its concept. We are going to learn about the forces of change influencing the organizational change. We also will learn about the process of planned change. Most of the changes can be due to environmental requirement and one has to enforce it to the employees. That's what we believe. But one should always be ready and plan for the changes as required, based on the technology, environment, etc. And that will be more helpful and successful if we are going to use that. Resistance to change is likely to be there due to various forces of people as well as organizational factors in the form of personality, traits, the past experiences of the people, the hanging sword on them because of the obsolescence of their knowledge and skills as the change is occurring, and even organizational factors like strong organizational culture, the rigid and bureaucratic structure of the organization, etc., and how we are going to reduce these resistance to change, we are going to learn in that. So we are going to learn certain approaches to manage this change. And they would institutionalize this change by ingraining into the organization culture how this change should occur successfully. And in the end, we are going to learn stress, because any change can lead to stress in the employees. And what are the effects of that stress and how we are going to manage at the employee level or individual level as well as at the organization level. So what is change? It's an act or process through which something different becomes different from what it was earlier. So organizational change can also be considered as reorganization, restructuring of the organization or turnaround of the organization. Well, planned alterations of the organizational components should be made in order to improve the effectiveness of the organization. So let's understand what are the various forces which are responsible for change in the organization. The first and foremost one can think of is The nature of workforce is changing day by day. Earlier days, there was more of manufacturing industries. From the agricultural labor force, they were going to the manufacturing factories, mines, etc., as the agricultural industry was something which was seasonal, and because of the invention of the wheel and the various machines and equipments, we got the migration of these agricultural labor to the factories in cities, towns, and even there was lot of prisoners in those days because of the slave culture was also there among the people. In those days, we saw that lot of workforce were available for this kind of manufacturing industry where they were really exploited. But today, gradually, the importance of manufacturing industry is decreasing. The illiterate people which were available earlier in large masses due to agricultural labor force, prisoners, the concept of slave, etc., is changing day by day. And hence, presently, most of the workforce is such where they are highly educated, either engineers, doctors, chartered accountants, and so many fields we have got. There are knowledge workers which are available. And the organizations are also changing based on this. So, BPOs, KPOs, etc. are increasing, call centers are increasing, and lot of automation is occurring due to information technology, whereby many of the manufacturing processes are taken care of by this automation and manual labor is decreasing. So, younger generation who are highly flexible, highly knowledgeable because of the modern generation going in for various courses, technical aspects, developing skills in these knowledge workers are increasing, and hence, since the nature of workforce is changing, the entrepreneurs in the organization who are going to start new organizations or already who are having the organizations will have to change the mindset of recruiting the employees, where they were thinking that lot of labor is available to them, which are ready to work at much lesser salary, much higher number of working days and work hours, all that is changing to a great extent. So, they have to change their mindset. Constantly, the technology is evolving day by day. With what technology we were using for the manufacturing industry and some of the service industry, like housekeeping, etc. also, we are able to serve the society at large with newer technology much, much faster, and in different applications are helping us to work in totally different ways. And because of the constant evolvement of the technology, we cannot rely on our old employees if they do not adapt and adopt to these new technologies. Otherwise, the products and services that you are providing in your organization may become totally obsolete and you don't get any customers requiring your products or services. And hence, you have to adopt these technology changes to a great extent. So, yours should be a learning organization. You should be ready to accept and take help of the consultants, the faculty members from various universities, and the highly skilled people in various technologies to teach those skills to your employees and make them proficient in these technologies so that they can adopt the changed technology required. Otherwise, it will be very difficult for you to sustain your organization and grow. There is varied competition going on because there is no more local market for you. It is a global market with which you are going to compete. For Indians also, in 1991, Manmohan Singh, the then finance minister under Prime Minister Narasimha Rao, has brought liberalization, privatization and globalization, which has led to a great competition with the global market, and one has to improve the quality, one has to improve the technology, one has to adopt to the newer technologies if you want to remain competitive with the world market. And at the same time, one has to consider the cost also to a great extent. And because of this, one has to change a lot as far as the technology is concerned, as far as the marketing strategies are concerned, as far as the production strategies are concerned, as far as the cost involvement is concerned, by having the right kind of venture capitalists and financial institutions and banks who are going to provide you the finances for your company. As far as the need for flexibility is concerned, is increasing day by day, because the customers' requirement, their expectation for the quality and the demands they are making on the manufacturers and service providers are daily increasing. Consumer is king in today's world, and hence the manufacturing and service organizations need lot of flexibility to be adopted by their employees in order to provide the right kind of services and products to the customers, whereby the customer satisfaction and customer delight can occur. The social trends are changing day by day. Lot of social media in the form of Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, etc. are increasing day by day, whereby globally people are in touch with each other with fraction of a second. They can know what's happening all over the world. The TV, films, mass media, all those social media are, and Google, all those social media are increasing the awareness of all the customers. They know whatever is the new in any part of the world within few minutes or within few seconds. And based on their requirement or based on the need that is created by the marketing, by the social media, people want the latest products and services. And because of these changing social trends, now the global competition is increasing at much faster rate, and the manufacturers or the service providers, organizations need to be updated with the latest things, need to provide the latest things at the right cost with the right quality, otherwise they are going to lose their business in this global market. Day by day, environmental concerns are also increasing. People are becoming more and more aware about what are the environmental pollutants that are being generated and how their health is going to be adversely affected by these things. That's how the concept of Euro 2, Euro 3, Euro 5, etc. has come in the automobile industry. The cars need not throw any of these harmful gases before making them harmless in the environment. Similarly, various chemical factories earlier were draining their chemicals and the metabolic reactions which were occurring, whatever were the byproducts, etc., which were not useful to them, directly in the river or in the sea. And then some of the cases have come up where these companies were involved in legalities to give a large compensation to the customers because of the awareness of people that these are the environmental pollutants which have resulted, say, in Minamata disease in case of Japan, where these chemicals were involved with the fishes near the river. They were contaminated, and when these fishes were eaten by the people around, they developed this disease which were affecting their brain. Then there were some chemicals which had led to leukemia. And these things are being shown in many of the English movies also. And hence, awareness of people is increasing day by day about the environmental concerns. So the consumers, the NGOs, the government are asking questions to the manufacturers and the service providers regarding their environmental concerns. The global warming is occurring. That's another aspect of environmental concern. E-waste that is being generated, and the laws regarding safety and health of people are becoming stricter and stricter. We have seen in India about the Bhopal gas tragedy in 1984, where methyl isocyanate was involved, leakage of which has led to blindness of certain people and death of lot of people and lot of congenital problems for the pregnant mothers, etc. also. And even Chernobyl disaster has also, regarding nuclear disaster that has occurred, one knows. So increasing environmental concerns regarding lead, regarding gases, regarding hypoxia which is occurring in mines and some of the places where there is no air being circulated, and the rusting of the pipes which is occurring where oxygen is being utilized by those rusting, and the bacteria which are utilizing those oxygens leading to hypoxia and death of people who are entering such confined spaces. So a lot of environmental concerns are increasing day by day, and the manufacturing industries and the service industries, they have to look into this. Carbon concept has come, the carbon footprint, the lead, the various other gases, the chemicals which are being released, they have to be harmless before they are released in the environment. So every organization will have to establish effluent treatment plant, which is going to be very expensive, and the threshold limit values of various chemicals to be used in the working environment are decreasing day by day. In fact, many of the carcinogens, we say that the threshold limit value should be zero. They should not be coming into contact with any human being at all. So this is how one has to change based on the environmental requirements and change their processes, computerize it if required, so that the employees are not at all exposed to these chemicals. And lot of administrative steps, engineering steps, and personal protective equipment as a last resort if required should be taken into consideration to take care of these environmental concerns, and it is going to cost them a lot, and hence their profitability will go down. So one has to develop newer and newer processes, newer and newer technologies to adopt in such a way that still they can remain within the cost and they can become cost efficient and cost beneficial, so that they can still have enough of profitability for their organization. So these are the various forces we have seen which are responsible for the thought process to go in the right direction of the entrepreneurs, so that they can take care of all these forces of change. Otherwise, either you change or you perish. We have seen lot of Fortune 500 companies which were there 10 years ago, and if we compare the Fortune 500 companies today, maybe 60 to 70% of them are not there on this earth. So these are the results of these various changes that are occurring, and if the people, if the organizations are not adopting these changes, are not planning the right kind of changes to be made in their organization as far as the structure, as far as the technology, as far as the various aspects of employee and the environment is concerned, based on the flexibility, social trends, etc., naturally, they cannot remain in competitive edge. They cannot have a competitive edge in this global market, and they have to perish. Well, once we know that change is essential, change is the only constant thing in this world, but due to various factors, it is not easy to bring in change in an organization. There is bound to be resistance to change, because it is very difficult for people to change because of the constant way in which they have been working. There is always some inertia and lethargy on the part of people to adopt to change. Well, we have seen in nationalized banks in India, where we have seen when computerization was started, there were a lot of banks who have installed computers, but there was nobody ready in the bank to use this computer. Because one thing, they were afraid if they use this, maybe lot of employees from the bank will have to be removed, because automation will lead to reduction in the workforce, because most of the work will be done much, much faster by this, more accurate. Secondly, they were so much used to the manual processes they were doing, and many of them were beyond 45 years of age, 40 years of age. It was difficult to change their mindset to adopt to the newer technology that is there, and hence they were not ready to learn and apply this kind of new technology that has come. So this has led to delay in implementation of the computerization in the banks. But well, since they were nationalized banks and government was backing the salaries of all the employees, and probably they were more interested in their political aspect and lot of things were there for them to look after, probably it was possible for these bank employees to delay the computerization for almost 1.5 to 2 years. But finally they have to accept it and adopt it. So resistance to change is very, very common in most of the organization. This change may be apparent, where it looks like some change is coming. It can be tacit, where people get some idea that this is how it is going to come, and sometimes it will be instant, where something new has totally come and it is impossible for people not to adapt it. So they have to instantly change, because it is going to have the problem of the survival of the industry. And sometimes it can be delayed, where people have started adopting some change, but they are still reluctant to implement it fully, and gradually because of that, they start remaining absent on the work in the form of sickness absenteeism, or they have some or the other excuses not to start it, with minor problems in that, because teething problems are always there. With minor problems, they tend to postpone the things to be done, and this kind of delayed things also can lead to lot of problems for the organization, as it is going to affect the cost effectiveness of the new technology that has been brought for the organization, and naturally the products and services that are provided by the organization are going to suffer. So let's understand what are the various forces that can affect the change. At individual level, these forces are in the form of perceptions, their personalities and their needs. Well, what we mean by perception? What we perceive may be something different than what is actual at times. We are going to perceive whatever thing is there in our environment through our 5 senses, namely the touch, hearing, seeing, that sight, tongue which is going to taste, and nose which is going to smell. But at times there can be some of the things which we are going to see may not be true. There are going to be some illusions, sometimes hallucinations also, whereby we may feel something different than what actually it is. There are going to be certain stereotyping, halo effect, horn effect, etc., and which has led to a different perception of a person. The contrast effect also can lead to different perceptions. So at the target, at the person level, and at the surrounding level also, there are going to be adverse effects for perceiving the right things, and these are the forces which can resist for a person to adopt the change. Similarly, there are certain personalities whereby people are more suspicious to adopt to change, thinking that it can lead to adverse effect on their career and things like that. And based on the need of a person, at times if the older person in the age group of 55 or so is told to adopt to the newer technology, of course, since he is lethargic, he has been using the same technique over 20-25 years, it will become very difficult for him to adopt to the newer technology. And secondly, he may feel that already my children are old enough to earn. Now, even if I don't learn, anyway I am going to retire within 3 years. And even if I don't learn these newer technologies, which is very difficult for me to understand and make it very fast, because the newer generation can learn it very fast. I am very old now, so forget about it. Let me continue doing something of the old way only. And in case I have to retire, I'll take the early voluntary retirement and get the benefits of the pension, etc. And my children are anyway started early. So various factors are going to be there at the individual level, which are going to resist whenever the organization is trying to enforce certain changes to be taking place in the manufacturing or service industries, which are the requirement of the day. And there are certain organizational factors also which is going to affect the change process. If the structural setup is of the bureaucratic type, where they are very rigid, they have got certain standard operating procedures, processes which are to be done in the same form which they have been doing over the period of years together, it will be very difficult for them to adopt to the change. So now, once we know that these are the various factors for adopting to change at the individual level as well as at the organizational level, since change is constant, one cannot go away from this change if one organization wants to remain in competition with the global marketing scenario. It is required by every organization to change, because either you change or you perish. This is the mantra going on in today's world, and we have seen such lot of examples where those organizations who are not adopted to the change fast, they have vanished from this earth, or they have been brought by some other organization and they were totally changed by them. So their existence is no more there. So they have to overcome this resistance to change at the organizational level as well as at the individual level. So what are the things which can help them in overcoming the resistance to change? First and foremost, it is education and communication. When correct and real facts are given to the employees regarding the global scenario, regarding the requirement of the company to change, otherwise it will be difficult for them to survive, and what are the benefits they are going to get out of adopting these changes, it can alleviate the resistance from the individuals. Of course, they are going to give the right kind of communication, they are going to give the right kind of training to them, making them understand, do it under their expert supervision and helping them to learn it easily, gradually, as per their requirement. And naturally, they can be given some incentives if they learn about these new technologies also, so that they will be motivated to do that. So that's how education and communication is very important, and this will market, they are going to market the need for change by properly communicating to all employees. Then comes participation, that is, you involve the employees in contributing to this kind of communication by those who are senior, those who are comparatively having that kind of personality which is ready to accept change, those who are extrovert, and once they are involved in that, they can participate and tell it to others and tell the success story, how they have learned and how they are able to do these things in much better way, much smarter way, much quicker way, so that their products and services are accepted by the customers and appreciated by them. So participation, once it is there, it is going to help to help to overcome this resistance to change by other employees also. One should build support and commitment by eliminating fear and anxiety among the employees, that once you understand this properly, it is not difficult to learn, and just relax and learn the new things in the right perspective as per your pace, but positively get involved in this, and it will lead to our sustenance as well as growth of the organization, and even we can give you promotion or better incentives for learning these things. One should develop positive relationships with the employees by affecting their feelings and emotions with empathy. One should manipulate if required by telling excessive benefits of these technology if they are not ready to understand and overcome the resistance to change, and sometimes co-option or coercion, force also is needed, saying that this will lead to reduction of the workforce, those who are not ready to learn. And while selecting people, they have to see such personalities of the people who are ready to accept change in their life by certain personality questionnaire. One can find out there by asking them certain questions during interview. And once we are selecting the right people, definitely they will be more open to invite the new experience and new technology, and they won't resist the change which is required to be done for the organization. And as a last resort, one can have coercion in the form of threats of transfer to these people to remote locations away from their family, and loss of promotion also, whereby people will feel that as a last resort, one has to learn the new technology. There is no way out, otherwise they may lose the job or they may have to be transferred to very remote location where it will be difficult for them to take their family along, because either their wife will lose the job and she is unlikely to get a job there, or their children will not be able to get the right kind of education for their future requirement. And naturally these kind of threats or coercive effects on these employees may lead them to learn the new technology and adopt to the change, whereby the resistance will decrease. But this kind of coercion is the last resort one should take, and there can be adverse effects on the long run, because the attitude of these employees will not be right in future towards the organization. They will leave the organization at the earliest possible way in which they can do, and the loyalty to the organization will decrease, the morale will decrease, and they won't be highly motivated to work for this organization.